Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. We've been going through the book, What is Wrong with Religion by Sky Juthaini. And we've talked about a lot of things over the last several weeks. And today we're going to talk about, are we safe in this world? And that's going to kind of bring us back to the first session we had, the first week we talked about this. And it brings us back to this cycle that I showed that is danger, fear, and control, and how we actually create more danger when we try to control things. And one of the illustrations we gave to kind of explain this is two tribes in a desert, and they have one watering hole for both. And so there's a basic fear for both of them that the water is going to run out. And now one tribe, in order to control their fears and the danger that they feel, they take control of the well so that they can have it just for their tribe, ensuring the survival of their tribe and not of the other. Now they have doubled their fears because now their fears and danger. They do that because now they've controlled the well, so now there's danger that the well will run out of water and that the tribe could go to war with them over the control of the well. And so when we try to control things, it creates more dangers. It creates more problems in the world. And so how we end up seeing the world defines how we live in it. If we're stuck in this cycle of danger, fear, and control, then how we see the world is that it is a dangerous and chaotic place. And so Jesus showed us differently. Jesus showed us a life that was different. And Jesus showed us that we don't have to be afraid, that there is safety in this world. And Jesus did this in all kinds of ways in his ministry. One of the stories I want to point out is when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed before he was arrested. And then when the Roman guards came to arrest him, Peter took out his sword and he cut off the ear of one of the Roman soldiers. Instead of Jesus being like, yes, this is good faith. This is, you are defending me. You are a good and faithful servant. Jesus said to him, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And then he healed the ear of the Roman guard. So Jesus is showing us that we are perfectly safe with God. That if we live by the sword, we die by it. We keep capitulating that cycle of danger, fear, and control. Danger, fear, and control. God is with us in this world. We talked about that last week, that God wants a relationship with us so that we can be with God. And that transforms us. And so hopefully when we're in relationship with God, it transforms us to start seeing the world rather than danger, fear, and control. We see it this way, where it's danger, fear, and then we move from fear to surrender, knowing that God has our back, that God is with us. And then it moves into safety. We start seeing that the world is actually safe. We are creating the dangers. And then it moves into faith, that we now have faith that no matter what, God has our back. No matter what, even if we die, we still have the eternal life with God. And so ultimately, we are safe with God. And so in this way now, we start to see safe versus dangerous mindsets of the world. And when you think of a safe world, you think of surrendering control. But rather, in a dangerous world, it means we demand control. We think of loving our enemy when we think of a safe world. But actually, in a dangerous world, we hate our enemies. We think of giving generously in a safe world. But then in a dangerous world, we give sparsely. And then in a safe world, we seek to forgive others. We seek for reconciliation and forgiveness. But in a dangerous world, all we do is seek to avenge. And then also in a safe world, we take up our cross, the thing that Jesus told us that we need to take up our cross daily. And in a dangerous world, we take up our rights. It's my right. It's this and that. And so it's constantly focused on the self. Dangerous world is selfish, and a safe world is about self-giving. Now, we often say be selfless, but oftentimes that leaves out our own needs and self. But what God in the gospel is calling us to is self-giving, to give ourselves to others, to give ourselves for the betterment of the world. It's not leaving yourself out of it. It's giving of yourself. And so This is the thing that helps us see the world differently. And Jesus talked about this in the Sermon on the Mount. And we just don't take this seriously. We don't take Jesus seriously because in this Sermon on the Mount, this is like a key piece of Jesus's ministry. Jesus talks about forgiveness, about turning the other cheek, about loving your enemy. And most of us just think Jesus exaggerated to make a point, or if we do that, the world's going to walk all over us, or it's not possible, Jesus was perfect and I'm not. But Jesus is showing us a way to live. If God didn't think we could do it, God wouldn't ask us to do it. And so it leads us into a life that is about faith, trusting in God, trusting in the unseen, to hope that by doing this, by trusting and being with God in relationship with God, that it's going to give us hope for a better world. And then ultimately that hope brings us to loving others because we have nothing to fear. But we can spread the love of God, the love of Christ, because there's no longer anything to fear. We don't have to guard ourselves all the time. We get to surrender, so we get to move from this faith, hope, and then love. And that can change the world. So what is God calling you to in your life? And what fear is stopping you from that? Think about that question this week. And then we'll see you next week to talk about the final chapter, What's Love Got to Do with It?